Let's do this. Get set.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road.
And for a little run, I did. Chris Uzinski here. Welcome to Running Flat Radio. If you're not familiar with Running Flat Radio, we're a weekly show all about endurance sports, mostly always running, but sometimes triathlon and cycling. And really, Running Flat, we produce really fun running events. Frankly, here in Southern Ontario, Michigan, this show kind of takes you through the amazing stories behind our sport and kind of shows you that anybody can be actually a part of this sport at any age, at any given point in time, any physical attributes. You just got to start. And tonight, our guest will kind of explain all of that to you. First off, some housekeeping. Congratulations to our show producer, Will Raymond, and his wife, Jackie, on their birth of their beautiful, healthy daughter, Lucy Ann. And thanks, Tom, for filling in. But let's talk a little bit more about last week. Last week, we had our old friend, our operations director of the Detroit Free Press Marathon on to talk about really what is an epic race that crosses the international border twice. Kind of starts in Detroit, crosses the bridge into Canada, and then goes back through the tunnel into the United States. And, you know, you have to register before August 29th. And when you do, use the code RUNNINGFLAT, all in caps, as 15% off. A nice chunk of change off on your registration. And you can listen to the podcast from last week's show either on iTunes or you can stream it at runningflat.com/radio and listen to it right on your computer. This week, we have an exciting show for you. Dr. Larry Schmidt, a runner who's run a lot of races with us over the many years, is joining me on the program. And it's really a topic that's in a program that's really dear to his heart. We're talking about lifestyle medicine. Yes, making some changes that make huge differences in your happiness prolongs your life. And Dr. Larry is not some quacky internet radio doctor. He's actually the professor emeritus in family medicine at the Schulich School of Medicine and Dentistry at Western University in London, Ontario. I've known him for, I really like him. He's a great guy, and so will you by the end of this interview. So he'll be joining us after the break. We have Song of the Week. And Ben Kaplan from Iron Magazine is not with us today, but our good friend, sports director from AM800, Steve Bell, joins us to talk about really the Olympic wrap-up. And so he's going to join us in a little bit of a while. And, you know, if you're interested in any of the past shows over the last 3 years or episodes of Running Flat Radio, you can go to runningflat.com and hit the radio tab or just go to iTunes and pick a podcast and drop it onto your device. The Rio Olympic Games are over, and Steve Bell and I, near the end of the hour, we're going to talk about that. But we're going to I was going back and forth with Melissa Bishop, who's no stranger to this show or this city, and she's been on the show a number of times. And I was asking her to join me today, but she's just not ready to talk about Rio. And she's got two more races that she's prepping for in her season. She wants to end her season off on a real high note. But, you know, I wanted to read a message to all of you who supported her through this journey at the Olympics. And it goes like this. Chris, can you tell everyone a real big thank you from me? I've had an outstanding amount of messages roll in the past few days, and I've been able to see most of them, just can't respond to them just yet. I'm really proud of how I ran, and I'm proud to have been able to represent Canada on the Olympic stage. I hope to be able to come on this fall and talk more about it. Thanks, Chris, Melissa Bishop. So there you go. And you know what? We're all very, very proud of Melissa as well. And you are one of the fastest women in the world. And no one can take that away from you. And we're all your biggest fans here at Running Flat, Bell Media in Windsor, and the folks in Eganville and across the country. So we're proud indeed and look forward to having you back on the air to tell us all about your journey. Good luck in the rest of the season, Melissa. So let's talk about some of the fun Running Flat events on tap over the next couple months. So first off, we opened up Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon is totally sold out. So sorry, guys. It's sold out. There's no more spots. Can't fit any more people on the island. It's going to sink. It's done. So it's done. It's sold. Pelee Island 2017 finished. Walkerville Brewery Craft Draft, which we just had this last weekend, was a little on the wet side, but it was a lot of fun. And happy to see so many registrants come out, even with the impending rainstorm that hit us right at race time. I do want to talk more about that rain and the weather and the importance of storm watching and lightning at public events. It's something that's I'm really passionate about. If anyone knows me, they know that I'm always looking at my radar app on my phone, and I'm a bit of a weather geek. What the hell? And you know, we almost canceled the race 2 minutes before race time. And it's a real fascinating story. And I want to bring on next week a real special guest, a good friend of mine, Paul Gross from NBC. He's a past president of the American Meteorological Society, and he's also the weather producer for NBC TV based in Detroit. And I got to tell you, I've worked with Paul for a lot of years, storm watching at our events, and it's a real fascinating look kind of behind the curtain here at Running Flat and public safety, and I really look forward to kind of talking about that publicly. So next week, Paul Gross will be here on Running Flat Radio, which I'm really looking forward to. He's a great guy. Also, Running Flat has the Hockey Town 5K September 10th. It is totally sold out. The live run and the virtual run, all sold out. No more. So sorry, guys. We're at capacity. The Hockey Town 5K is brought to you by Meijer and Powerade, with special thanks to Athletico Physical Therapy, Sunset Produce, Fox Sports Detroit, and 97.1 The Ticket. Karen Newman, by the way, is going to be singing the national anthem, which is going to be just awesome for those who are big Wings fans. And we've got, I don't know, half a dozen or eight Red Wings who are going to be at the start line. There's all kinds of guest appearances, and as we get closer, we'll kind of make those announcements of who they are and where they'll be at what time and stuff like that. It's going to be a lot of fun, I guarantee it. Zombie Chase is now open. So if you don't want to sit around the Thanksgiving dinner with Uncle Bob's new wife, come to Zombie Chase. It starts at dusk on the Saturday of the Canadian Thanksgiving. It's a great 5K course in and out along the waterfront with the Ambassador Bridge as a backdrop. It's a really cool medal and a really cool shirt. And if you want more information about it, just go to runningflat.com. It's become a real family tradition around here. Le Chocolat will be opening soon, believe it or not. I know we're already talking about Mother's Day in 2017. It's a half marathon, a 10K, a 5K. It's the largest run here in Southern Ontario, this side of Hamilton. There's a new layout. There's a new location for the event as well, which we'll be talking about over the next number of weeks as we launch it. And it's going to be absolutely amazing. So look for that in the next couple of weeks. Le Chocolat will be opening up. And up next, Dr. Larry will be up next, talking about lifestyle medicine, getting your genes to work for you, when we come back to Running Flat Radio after these messages.
With over $1.6 million in prizes, it's no wonder why Mass Convenience Stores and Circle K's Flip the Lip Froster contest has a bunch of people flipping out.
Yeehaw! Unicorns for the whole family!
Gold, everything! Everything!
If money can't buy happiness, then why am I so full of joy? And caviar!
Flip the lip on any icy cold froster at Mass Convenience Stores and Circle K, and you too could have a 1 in 3 chance of winning over $1.6 million in prizes. Conditions apply. See in store for details.
It's that time of year again. Time to switch from a slow connection to ultra-fast, unlimited internet. Time to switch from worrying about data to downloading all you want. Time to switch from, I don't even want those channels, to I'll take that one, and that one, and that one. So switch to Ultra Fiber 60 Unlimited Internet, MyMix 40 TV package, and the TiVo PVR. All for only $69 a month for 6 months. Conditions apply. Switch to Cogeco and switch on amazing.
Essex County's favorite end-of-summer tradition celebrates 50 years of art and culture. Join the AM 800 A-Team this weekend for Art by the River on the gorgeous Fort Malden grounds, featuring over 150 unique artisans from all over Ontario. Enjoy one-of-a-kind artwork, live music, great food, and help support the Gibson Gallery. Admission is just $5, and children 12 and under are free. Art by the River's 50th anniversary celebration, sponsored by AM 800. Learn more at GibsonArtGallery.com. AM 800 Weather is brought to you by Devonshire Mall. Starting next week at Devonshire Mall, help support the Jumpstart Student Nutrition Program and win great prizes in our Snapchat promo. Visit DevonshireMall.com for details.
Put on your party hats because Windsor Honda is having their two-year anniversary and you're invited to celebrate. Owner Ken Enser and General Manager Mark Trembacher want you to check out the amazing end-of-summer deals and see the all-new Honda Ridgeline, the Honda HR-V, and, of course, Canada's best-selling car for 18 years running, the Honda Civic. It's a two-year anniversary that's too good to miss. Visit Windsor Honda today, online at WindsorHonda.com.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. Just a few clouds for tonight, the low of 14. More clouds building tomorrow with a 60% chance of showers in the afternoon. Risk of a thunderstorm with gusty southwest winds. The high of 29, a humid X of 37. Clouds for tomorrow night, a 60% chance of showers. Risk of a thunderstorm with southwest winds diminishing. The low of 22. A mix of sun and cloud for Thursday. 40% chance of showers and a high of 29.
Helping you achieve your personal best. This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski on AM 800.
My guest this week on this show is our good friend, Dr. Larry Schmidt. He's a professor emeritus of family medicine at the Schulich School of Medicine and Dentistry in Western Ontario. In London, Ontario, he is a certificate and fellow of the College of Family Physicians in Canada and has practiced and taught and reflected critically on really his greater than 30 years of practice. He's originally from Windsor, and he's an alumni of distinction from St. Clair College, where he's trained as a laboratory technician, and he's graduated from McMaster University in contemporary acupuncture program, and he believes in a team-based approach, integrative care, which is his models for his multiple learners of medicine and nursing. So, look, throughout his journey of health and wellness, Dr. Larry became intensely interested in lifestyle medicine after attending the Institute of Lifestyle Medicine Conference in Boston and then the American College of Lifestyle Medicine Conference. It's become apparent to him that the most effective method of helping patients to deal with chronic health issues was through lifestyle choices, primarily nutrition and exercise. Starting to run at the age of 60, like we talked about, this sport is ageless, is no easy task. At the age of 63, with 12 half marathons behind him, he looks forward to his first full marathon. 50 pounds lighter, energy restored, and a firm believer in our genes work better when you do. Welcome to Running Flat Radio, Dr. Larry Schmidt.
Hello, Chris, and thank you very much for inviting me along.
Oh, it's so great to have you. I mean, you know, we've known each other for a number of years. You've run the Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon twice?
Yeah, we've run it twice and are scheduled for next year again.
Yeah, and it's always a pleasure to have you and talk with you because you always have such great insight. I know we really got to know each other, I think, the second year when we had all those overheating issues with a lot of the athletes, and we were trying to keep them all cool and hydrated at the end of the race. But those are all the challenges that you have with a summertime race on an island in the middle of Lake Erie.
That's right. And then the year after that was... the hurricane.
Yeah, the monsoon. Yeah, hey, you know, you gotta roll with it. And as runners, you just kind of roll with it. So
yeah, sure.
Can you explain to the listeners, what is lifestyle medicine?
Well, lifestyle medicine, and I'll actually give you a prepared definition of it, but it's the branch of evidence-based medicine in which comprehensive lifestyle changes for instance, nutrition, physical activity, stress management, social support, and environmental exposures are used to treat and prevent and reverse the progression of chronic disease. And really what it does is it addresses the root cause of most chronic disease that we see.
And what chronic diseases are we kind of talking about here?
Well, you know, I think any family doc listening in would realize that 70 to 80% of our day is mainly managing type 2 diabetes, hypertension, chronic heart disease, chronic lung disease as well from cigarette smoking. And so these are all preventable and to some extent reversible diseases if people treat their genes a little better.
And so this is not like a new age view of medicine or naturopathic medicine. This is actually evidence-based.
We've completely lost sight of it. I won't belabor the listeners with all of the Hippocrates sayings from, you know, thousands of years ago, but he basically hit that nail right on the head, you know, talking about let food be thy medicine and man is meant to walk and our bodies are made to move and that sort of thing. So it's, you know, it's the problem in medicine and in health in general is we don't do root cause analysis very well because it's hard to do. I mean, it's for those of us that practice it, it's simple to do. I mean, basically it's a pair of running shoes and eating well that can get most people feeling better and losing weight and energizing their life again. The thing is, we know that our genes are not static structures in our bodies. They're under intense molding every day based on what our choices. So when people eat poorly and smoke, for example, their genes certainly don't express themselves very well. And yet if people eat quite healthy and clean and then move their bodies every day, their genes will respond and they'll start to turn the clock backwards.
So why don't we talk about the various areas, I guess, that make up lifestyle medicine? Maybe we just start with nutrition.
I think that's the best place to start because I remember it's not my saying, but somebody once said that all the exercise in the world won't compensate for a bad diet. And I think, and I see that over and over and over again. If people, you know, go to the gym, spend a lot of time, and yet continue to eat too much and drink too much alcohol, and therefore don't get the results that they're looking for.
And do you also prescribe the Canada Food Guide as well when we talk about nutrition?
I'm fortunate that I work with a number of very well-respected nutritionists, and I think we're all in agreement that the Canada Food Guide is outdated and certainly needs a huge revamping. The American nutrition program and services, they go through a review on a fairly regular basis. I think it's every 2 to 3 years, and the Canada Food Guide is much, much older than that. So I think it needs a large revamping. And yet I've heard one of the the leaders in lifestyle medicine down in the States, David Katz, say, you know, when we debated nutrition for hours during one conference, he basically said, eat real food, not too much, mostly plants. And that's basically what I tell patients, and I've told them for years, is if you get to the grocery store, stay on the outside aisles, and you can't go wrong for the most part. Once you start going on the inside aisles, you're basically eating a lot of processed food that really doesn't have a lot of food value and certainly can turn the wrong genes on and turn the right genes off.
Let's go to physical activity and exercise.
Yeah.
Something that, you know, we talk about constantly. This show is all about just getting people off the couch and just down the road into their first 5K. I mean, we don't care. Just go do something, whether it's walking or rollerblading or biking or running. I mean, we'd love to see a run, but you know, you work your way to it. But, you know, it's a message that, you know, people have been talking for half a decade about. And or I'm sorry, half a century about. It's been like 50 years that the media has been talking about getting people active. You know, like with Jack LaLanne starting off really the fitness craze, and the fitness industry is worth billions of dollars every year. But are we getting any healthier? Are we getting any more fit?
Well, you know, I think you're right, and you know, the majority of us live actually in parts of the country where the air is quite fresh. I mean, there are certainly areas where, you know, we have some pollution issues. But I usually tell people get outside and get your exercise outside, and rather than go to the gym. You know, and then I often remind people that, you know, that our bodies are the perfect machine. There's no question that we, and the one thing I learned in the contemporary acupuncture program is that our bodies are geared and hardwired to adapt. And so if you challenge your body, it will change. If you don't challenge your body, it'll never change. So, you know, the key is to get into a program that will continue to challenge you. And that's when you really, you know, go from a complete non-runner couch potato at age 60 to a guy that's looking forward to running his first marathon. So, and I can't say that, you know, I've done it alone. I've done it with a lot of peer support, but certainly, you know, nutrition and then getting off the couch are the main things.
Yeah, for sure. I'd like you to stay with me through the break because I do want to go through the rest of this list, because I'll tell you, the next one is a real big one for me, and that's stress. Because there's no stress being a race director.
I'm sure.
I can assure you of that. And so what I really want to do is I want to deep dive that whole big topic. You are listening to Running Flat Radio. When we come back, some more with Dr. Larry Schmidt. After these messages.
Survive the snow, ice, frost, sleet, hail, spring thaws, rainstorms, and way too many soakers. You've earned your summer. And now, it's time to celebrate with Canada's most awarded SUV lineup during the Summer Clearout Sales Event at your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram retailer. Get 0% financing on the entire Jeep lineup, like 0% for 84 months on Jeep Cherokee. On now, see retailer for details.
Today, I stubbed my toe, sent an office romance email to all staff, and got unfriended by my mom. How do I feel? Thrilled. Because I'm going to enjoy New York Fries' new chicken parm poutine. Fresh, hand-cut fries and real cheese curds smothered in mouth-watering marinara sauce with chunks of succulent seasoned chicken and real parmesan. Get yours at New York Fries today. Look, my fly has been down this whole time.
From doomsday theories to UFOs and prophecies of disaster to life after death, get it all. Get it here during Coast to Coast AM, weeknights from 1 a.m. till 5 on AM 800. Liking, posting, sharing, and commenting. Get social with us.
I do like you very much.
Facebook.com/AM800. You can't always be tuned into AM 800, but we can still keep you up to date on the latest news as it happens. For immediate, up-to-date breaking news straight to your email, visit AM800CKLW.com and register for AM 800's breaking news alerts.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex, an information update with Paul McDonald.
Ontario's Special Investigations Unit has ruled there are no grounds to lay charges following a pursuit involving Windsor police and three motorcycles. The SIU says police attempted to stop the motorcycles that were speeding recklessly in the downtown last September. The investigation found that when officers put on their lights and sirens, the motorcycles took off at speeds topping 100 kilometers an hour. Officers lost sight of the bikes but found two of them a short time later crashed near Campbell Avenue. The SIU's acting director says officers did not speed in order to follow the suspects and did not put the public in danger. The general manager of Transit Windsor is expecting a funding announcement from the federal government in the near future. The prime minister announced $1.5 billion for Ontario for public transit today. Justin Trudeau says the money will make public transit more efficient and inclusive. Pat Delmore says Transit Windsor is expecting money over a three-year period that will go towards maintenance of existing equipment and infrastructure. And the price to renew license plate stickers in Ontario is going up again. The Ministry of Transportation says the cost of a one-year license sticker renewal will be $120 for Southern Ontario residents, up from the current cost of $108. The province says the rise to the increased cost of maintaining highway infrastructure in Ontario is to blame. In sports, Tigers are in Minnesota tonight to open a three-game series against the Twins. First pitch goes at 8:10. Blue Jays and Angels in action at Rogers Center right now. Jays lead at 1-0 in the top of the second. Weather-wise, a few clouds for tonight, the low of 14. Right now in Windsor, it's 25 Celsius, 77 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul McDonald, AM 800 News.
When you're able to focus your mind and your body, anything is possible.
From 5K runs to half marathons
to the full 26.2 miles.
We talk about it all on Running Flat Radio, Tuesdays, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. It's Chris Yuzinski here. My special guest today is Dr. Larry Schmidt, and he is with the Canadian Academy of Lifestyle Medicine. And we're just talking about what really is lifestyle medicine, what kind of defines it, what builds it. We talked about nutrition, we talked about physical activity. And, you know, now we're going to talk about something near and dear to my heart, and that is stress. And what effects does that have on a person?
It's probably the common denominator in a lot of the disease processes that we see as family physicians and certainly in healthcare in general. I know at the university level, it's one of the major causes of anxiety in our young people as well. So it's become a huge issue.
And you obviously have good recommendations for fighting stress. Yoga, there's lots of natural ways of fighting stress.
I agree. I mean, I think, you know, certainly for runners, I think most of us, to some degree, leave our stress out there when mm-hmm. we go for long runs. I think, you know, that's one thing that, and yet one of the things that my wife and I teach at the medical school and are asked to come and give talks on recently is what we call resilience building, which really is handling stress. So it's really talking about comprehensive lifestyle management, which helps build resilience, which then sort of helps people with their stress issues. I'm a firm believer that we should all have hobbies as well. I think, you know, outside of your day-to-day work, I think you need to find something else in your life that you could feel passionate about and almost make a second career out of if you had to.
That's interesting. You know, I find that, and you know, I've always kind of toyed with this idea about running as a religion. And how you just kind of, when you're doing longer runs, you just kind of fall into this kind of meditative state. Yeah. Matter of fact, in a couple of weeks, we hope to have a running rabbi and a running Catholic priest on to kind of talk about religion and running, because there is definitely a tie in there. And really, when you're doing long runs and you kind of seem to work all that crap in your head out as you're going out for a long run with yourself, or even with a buddy, you know, where you're just kind of like, you know, kibitzing back and forth over issues and you know, and having the conversation. There's, you know, I don't want to equate it to mindfulness, yeah. You know, within the yoga movement, but it sure is, there sure is a definite tie in there between the two.
I agree. And I know that right now I'm a bit injured, so I'm turning to some of the other things that I really enjoy. And being in the garden, like doing heavy gardening, where it's just you and nature, it can be very helpful as well. And I think, you know, my son's a photographer, and I know when he's out in the country doing photography, again, that's his, it's like he says, it's almost their religion. It's very, very ethereal that, you know, to be out there with nature. And I think, you know, we're fortunate here in London, and I know Windsor has some great running paths as well down along our river here. There's, you know, dozens and dozens of kilometers of paved trails that, you know, depending on the time of day, you can run with the deer and the foxes and just hear the babbling, you know, Thames River behind you. So it really does make you settle down. You know, the other thing that really needs to be said, though, is we are very much an over electronic society. I think, you know, people literally need to get away from their phones and their computers and just check out. I mean, I know, you know, most of my friends, if you ask them what their perfect vacation is, it's usually canoeing or camping where their phones don't work. And I think that's certainly one of my favorites too, is just leaving the electronics behind.
And do you think that's an issue of scheduling more than anything else, kind of like building those habits of, you know what, you know, the phone is off, we're sitting down to eat as a family at the table, we're going to talk, yeah. You know, no one brings, you know, no one's Pokemoning, nobody's, yeah. you know, checking yeah. email.
No, I, it's all of that. I think, you know, we just need to put the stuff away and walk away from it. And for our young people, that's tough. Incredibly stressed. That's a stressor just on its own. Like if somebody accidentally loses their phone, it's like they've lost their life. So, you know, it's, you know, we need to, you know, start putting that stuff down. I tell people too, you know, sleep's very important and you need to shut off all electronics a good hour or two before sleep, just to get your brain to ramp down and pick up a book and listen to music or, you know, just to turn off the the tubes and the screens because they really they impede sleep.
And sleep is a huge factor in stress and just body wellness.
Yeah. They torture prisoners with not letting them sleep. I mean, it really is hard on the body. So you've got to recharge your batteries, and a big part of that is your mind. So your mind just has to rest.
And you also have on your list of what makes this important is social support services.
Absolutely. No, it's key. And I remember, one talk I heard at one of the lifestyle medicine conferences where a guy did a lifestyle medicine program with homeless people in downtown San Francisco. And he basically brought in homeless people into shelters, gave them running shoes, got them hooked up with food banks, and then started to exercise them on a regular basis. And the biggest indicator of their improvement was social support. Just knowing that other people cared, and having a communal meal together, and then going on group walks and then into group runs. And actually, of the 10 guys that were studied, one of them actually ran a half marathon in his first year. And these were homeless men in downtown San Francisco. So you can basically take anybody, and as long as you give them, intense social support and the feeling of belonging, then that makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. And I know in the running community, that's just absolutely huge. Some of these big races where people do have medical events on the race, we're in good hands because there's a lot of people that come to aid when a runner's down.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I think what's really fascinating about running is for such a solitary sport, it's such a group effort.
Yeah. Well, and runners are typically cheerful to each other when they pass on the street, It's like having a car that everybody else has kind of thing. You tend to acknowledge each other.
You have the secret handshake.
Yeah, exactly.
So one of the other things that you have on your list, I think, which is a really big one, and it's weight loss, weight gain, and obesity.
Yeah. I think, when you look at, the challenge of our society and our medical system right now, the common denominator is poor eating and weight gain. I've certainly run enough half marathons with people who fit into the obesity category, but they're certainly fit people. So not every overweight person is out of shape, and not every in shape or ideal body weight person is in good fit of physical condition.
Runners come in all body shapes, all sizes, and I stress that because I think what happens to new runners or people who are thinking of going to running, they're all embarrassed about it. They're embarrassed about putting the shorts on, the little shirt on, and then going to a race where they think they're surrounded by, 87-pound, little guys in singlets, holding their watches at the start line. And ideally, that is what people think runners are. But all runners, and just look at any of the pictures from any running flat event, and you will see 2/3 women, and you will see them in all shapes and sizes, all having a great time.
Absolutely.
And that's the key.
And one of the guys I'm coaching right now is, a year and a half ago, he was 400 pounds.
Wow.
And he just got down to 250.
Amazing.
And he's going to run a marathon in October in Toronto.
Amazing.
And this guy gets out there at 250, and he chugs out the 25-mile runs just like everybody else. Takes him an hour longer, but he's there getting it done. So, he had dangerous high blood pressure and diabetes, and now he has none of those things. So it's quite remarkable to see the change in his attitude and everything. And for once, he's in control of his life.
And how did he start that journey?
It started just with, basically a medical scare. I've hooked up with him in a marathon training program. And the sad thing is he's a cook. So he's at a disadvantage because a lot of his food he has to test. So, but he's learned to eat, and he certainly, right now he's putting in about 40 kilometers a week of training. And despite his quite large size, he's still getting it done.
Nice. Yeah. So I used to tell people.
And yet, people would look at him and they would say, well, he's not a runner, but you know what?
He's a runner.
He's just a slow runner, but he's getting it done.
He's a runner.
And a guy that can go out for 2 hours and keep his heart rate at 140, is doing just fine.
Absolutely. You know, I used to tell folks, you know, because you'd watch the news and you'd see, like, you know, someone turned 118 years old in China, or you know, all these people around the world that are, you know, 110 plus years old. And you always look at them and go, like, there's not a single obese person living to the age of 100, you know, and over. And that's got to be a real factor in longevity.
It really is. I mean, there's an old saying that everything in excess is opposed by nature, and it's so true because, you know, elephants have been around for tens of thousands of years, and they're not getting any bigger. They're the same size they were, you know, 100,000 years ago. Man is the only animal that's getting bigger, and that's, you know, we're pretty much at our maximum longevity factor worldwide, and in fact, you know, in the developing world, in Southeast Asia, India, and China, they have the highest diabetes rates in the world, and they're headed for an economic catastrophe in the next 40 years because they don't have health care like we do, and they're certainly eating and drinking enough pop that's going to put the diabetes rates through the roof. You know, and so, you know, this is the big world. Concern is that chronic disease, which were almost non-existent in those countries, are now just as bad as they are in North America and Europe. And really what we have to do is we have to then think of what the root cause is. And really, you know, I hate to say it, but it's, you know, the pop industry has really, really sort of, you know, made a big problem out of, you know, drinking too many calories. High sugared pops are very, you know, calorie dense.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the Canadian Academy of Lifestyle Medicine, like their goals and what kind of makes them up?
Well, one thing we you know, when my wife and I were going down to these lifestyle medicine conferences in the States, virtually every other country that sent representatives was starting to develop their own nonprofit organizations and sort of institutes where, you know, people could start raising money for the cause, but more importantly, start doing some education around what the answers are. And so really what we decided when we came back one year, and it literally started in our living room with about 15 philosophically bound friends and colleagues, and now there's about 25 of us, and we're starting to spread across the country. So really, and it was actually one of our friends at Harvard that said, you know, it shouldn't be the Canadian Institute, it should be the Canadian Academy or Association, because the acronym would be CALM, and he said, you guys are so damn calm in the first place. So it was Eddie Phillips' suggestion as we were walking along at one of the other meetings, and so we got to work on it, and so it's taken some time, and it's been a little slow getting off the ground, but we hope to get back at it again this fall and hopefully have our first lifestyle medicine conference in about a year in Ontario, and then start moving it across the country.
Nice.
Because we know that there are pockets throughout the country where this is occurring, and yet we're not all on the same page. And what we really need to do is start educating, you know, people and doctors and care providers and get them all on the same page. And because our system is going broke right in front of our eyes, we've got to get patients healthier. And the only way to treat these diseases better is to not get them in the first place.
Hmm. Well, thanks for joining us today. Really, it's been great having you.
Well, it was my pleasure, and like I say, I get back to running this week after an unfortunate small injury, and I need to get back. I'm like a caged animal here, and I think we all know what that feels like.
That's great, and for sure we'll see you next year at the Pelion Winery Half.
Oh, that sounds good, and actually, I'll see you before that. I'm coming to Hockey Town 5.
Oh, that's great. Great, yeah. I look forward to seeing you then.
All right, we'll see you later.
Thanks, Dr. Larry.
Thanks again.
Dr. Larry Schmidt is joining us from his home in London, Ontario, helping us spread the word of good health and good living with the Canadian Academy of Lifestyle Medicine. It's now time for a song of the week from a band formerly called The Viet Cong and now called Preoccupations, with their debut song called Degraded on Running Flat Radio.
summer pass you by.
Pass you by.
Follow the AM 800 traveling trailer to the best stops in Windsor, Essex,
and enter to win a $300 gas card from the Revenberg Automotive family.
It's fun.
It's fun.
Don't miss the 41st annual Tecumseh Corn Festival this Thursday to Sunday at Lacoste Park. Check out the Classic Car Show, live performances, the Miss Tecumseh Pageant, and the Vendor Village. Plus, look for Steve Bell and the A-Team in the parade on Saturday. For the full entertainment lineup, visit TecumsehCornFestival.ca.
Check out a complete list of events at AM800CKLW.com. The traveling trailer is brought to you by St. Clair College Alumni, Libro Credit Union, and AM800CKLW.
If you're a graduate of St. Clair College, stay connected with your alumni association that's over 95,000 strong. Go to stclairalumni.com and be a part of upcoming special events, dinners, and giveaways.
Plus, visit Libro.ca to find a location near you. Libro Credit Union. Prosper here.
AM 800 weather is brought to you by the Bargain Annex.
Need a mattress? Need credit?
Bargain Annex to the rescue!
Get your appliances and credit back on track today. The Bargain Annex inside Deferman's.
Here's the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. For tonight, a few clouds with a low of 14. Increasing clouds for tomorrow. 60% chance of showers late afternoon. Risk of a thunderstorm with gusty southwest winds and a high of 29, a humid of 37. Cloudy for tomorrow night. A 60% chance of showers. Risk of a thunderstorm with gusty southwest winds diminishing. A warm low of 22. A mix of sun and cloud for Thursday. 40% chance of showers and a high of 29.
Right now, during the Hyundai Advantage event, Hyundai is offering even better deals to an already amazing event with limited time bonus days. Until August 27th, get a total of up to $5,000 in cash price adjustments on select 2016 models like the Elantra GT Limited and Sonata Ultimate, or up to $4,000 on SUVs like the 2017 Santa Fe Sport. Plus, get 24-month leasing on vehicles like the all-new 2017 Elantra GL. Make sure to hurry in because bonus days are only around until August 27th. Dealer may offer for less. Visit HyundaiCanada.com for details.
It's basic math. Sears plus you equals major savings. Get back to school with these amazing deals happening now. Everyone's a superhero when you save big on selected kids' licensed tees at just $2.99. Save big on kids' assorted jackets for only $14.99 and Nevada kids' jeans for just $9.97. Shop everything for back to cool in-store, plus check out our online catalog and more at Sears.ca.
Going back to school.
IQ doesn't just stand for intelligence quotient. It also stands for impossible question.
Bring out the genius in you and win a fantastic prize.
Win $75 in New York Fries Bucks. Poutine goes Italian at New York Fries with the new Chicken Parm Poutine. Visit NewYorkFries.com.
The Impossible Question Contest. Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:50 and Sunday morning at 8:50 on AM 800. Contest rules available at AM800CKLW.com.
Welcome back to Running Flat Radio. That's the song of the week. Band formerly known as the Viet Cong, with they're now called Preoccupations. It's probably one of the most anticipated indie album of the year, with their song Degraded here on Running Flat Radio. Every week we try to choose a really cool song that's new and really hip for you to throw into your mix, and without a doubt, it's pretty cool. Up next, a good friend of and a person who I listen to every morning on this radio station, Steve Bell, the sports director from AM 800, is going to join us. Welcome, Steve, to Running Flat Radio.
Hey, Chris, my pleasure. Always a lot of fun being on Running Flat.
Oh, it's always great having you. And the reason I wanted to talk to you about, because we talked about the Russian debacle a number of weeks ago, and now the Olympics are over. Are you going through withdrawals?
I really am. I'm trying to watch a little bit of the Blue Jay game here for a second. The last couple of weeks, and obviously, there's no secret about it. Having five local Olympians, six when you throw basketball coach Chantel Vallée into the mix, being in the broadcast booth, but five legitimate Olympians from right here in our area. And yes, we're going to claim Melissa Bishop as one of our own, even though we all know is from Eganville, just outside of
100%.
Iron Prior or Ottawa area. But she's been here long enough. But with five and I'll say right now, stars. All of them I thought were just exceptional. You had to feel so badly for Melissa. She ran her heart out, as they all did.
Yeah.
But to wind up that close to the podium and so many of those races, but as I had tweeted out shortly after, man, hold your head high. She shattered her PB.
Yep.
She shattered the Canadian all-time record, what, 157.02 or something?
Yep.
Absolutely remarkable, and you know, maybe in any other times it might have been enough to get to the podium, but as she had said, she'll be back. She's certainly not done, but a tremendous, I thought, Olympics by all of them. Noelle Montcalm, really one of the unsung heroes, the 400 hurdler, who wound up not only doing the 400 hurdles, but hey, we need somebody to fill in the relay, no problem, and I thought ran remarkably well in both the events in which she was in the 400 relay. And Brandon McBride, yes, still 22, but that's a real tough event, we know, for the men's 800. Mm. Watching him that might have been the first morning that he competed. I think it was on a Thursday or Friday. But when he won his heat, I tell you what, I really appreciated what Brandon can do. I don't think I've seen a more beautiful stride from a guy that's almost 6'5" and weighs maybe 170. Man, that's a thing of beauty. He's going to work on it. He's certainly not done. And I look for him to come back and maybe make some big noise in Japan 4 years from now.
So, you know, we got 20 medals. We ranked
22, I think, altogether.
Okay. Right? And we ranked 11th out of all the countries in the world. And out of 78 countries that made an appearance at the Olympics, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, let's tip our hat to the girls. There's no question, I believe the first time, but and not even close, the Canadian women with 16 medals and 6 for the Canadian men. That's just the way it goes sometimes. But, and I mean, obviously with Penny Oleksiak winning 4 of them on her own in the pool, at 16 years of age, you think if she continues to excel, the damage that she may do 4 years from now in Tokyo. But yeah, the women really did lead the way in the pool and in several of the events. So I think we have to certainly congratulate them. But overall, I think for Canada, maybe a little bit of a slow start. But to rack up 22 medals, 4 gold, and a lot of other close 4th place, 5th place finishes.
3 silvers and 15 bronze.
Yeah, I thought we did exceptionally well, you know, as a country. And as for missing it, you're right. And, you know, being a sports guy, but let's be honest, I for the most part, follow a lot of, you know, the big things, hockey, football, baseball, basketball, college basketball, stuff like that. But it's such a treat, and you really appreciate how good at these athletes are at no matter what sport. You know, the dedication that they put into it, the training, you can see by the physiques, they're in unbelievable shape and unbelievable talent no matter what their specialty happens to be.
Yes, since we did so well, and this is the best we've ever done at a summer games, do you think we don't have that moniker of being a northern country anymore?
Well,
you know, where everyone kind of thinks that, oh, you know, we're going to really do well at winter sports, not summer sports?
Well, yeah, that and you know, a lot of these athletes, too, by the time they, you know, get up a little bit. I mean, Brandon McBride went to Mississippi State. And for people that think that we're northern, they should have spent the last 2 or 3 months here in Windsor, where it's been, what, 90 in the shade and a humid X of 104 at times. I think a lot of people, you know, maybe don't realize our climate. We're not all snowbound 12 months a year, but and with so many, you know, much better indoor facilities and track meets. But in terms of running, I think it really does spur on young kids, whether it's, you know, you hear the story of Drouin, the young guy from Corunna just outside of Sarnia, when he was in kindergarten, 5 years old, and his teacher said, hey, the Olympics are on, and here's this thing called the high jump. He comes home and gets a broom handle in his basement, and that's the story goes, a couple of cushions off the sofa, and goes on to win a gold medal. You wonder if there's some kids now that watched whatever the event may have been, whether it was Melissa Bishop run or Noelle Montcalm go over the hurdles or any of our other tremendous athletes and say, hey, look at that. And you think, yeah, right. Yeah, sure, you're going to be. But not to kill a kid's dream, you just never know. I mean, that's how it starts. And then, you know, a swimmer like Kylie Moss, you know, still only 20 years old from LaSalle, and you think, well, it's somebody else. It's somebody from, but no, it can be from right here. And now that we do have the, so in terms of the pool as well with our diving, and, you know, maybe 4 or 8 years from now, we have an Olympic diver, an Olympic, another Olympic swimmer from right here in Windsor Essex.
The other thing, too, I think is really amazing is just the quality of all the younger athletes we fielded, and you know, and also knowing that you got Corey Belmores and the guys locally here who are going to be going to Tokyo. I mean, they're just that good.
Yeah, and I think obviously now the coaching is so much better. There's more coaches involved that do give back. But between the coaching and just the advantage, I mean, and it's not just here but everywhere in terms of whether it's nutrition or training or, you know, learning the, you know, whether it's off the internet, just different skills as opposed to just kind of going out and doing it on your own or with a couple of buddies, that they're fine-tuned athletes, they're well-coached, they know exactly what they're doing, but really, you know, you kind of get the idea. I know sometimes even whether sitting around with my granddaughters and that or just watching for a few minutes thinking that, you know, that, you know, and if it does anything, if it gets kids away from their tablets for half an hour to go outside and play or pretend they're in a run or doing a handoff of a baton in a reel. I know I did that. I remember the 60. I'm old, but I remember the 68 Olympics in Mexico City. And
jeez.
Exactly. But watching, and still one of my favorites. We would, you know, a couple of my buddies, we had run. In hindsight, I go back home and look now. What we actually ran was I was 10 years old. We might have run a mile, but we thought we were doing the marathon.
Absolutely.
Or we'd be on our bikes pretending we were doing the equestrian.
Oh, gosh.
You know, so, I mean, it sticks in. You know, I was 10 at the time, so if there's a 10-year-old out there now that decides, hey, look, maybe whatever sport I do, and if they don't, if it just gets them off the couch for half an hour, an hour, and get them to be a little bit more active and actually, and I'm a big fan of not necessarily organized sports. So many kids now, if they play a sport, you need all the equipment on, the cleats, everything else, and then have your coach, how about just going over to the field and throwing the ball around or playing catch or, you know, making up games as we all
do. Oh, imagination.
You know, I know I'm old, but really, just to play with your pals and friends and get a little bit, if nothing else, get some exercise.
You got that right. Steve, we'll see you in the morning.
Hey, absolutely.
Right here on AM 800.
Hey, keep running, pal.
Thanks, man. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for a special guest tonight, our good friend Dr. Larry from the Canadian Academy of Lifestyle Medicine. And, of course, for more information about that, go to calmlifestylemedicine.ca. And special thanks to Beller, Steve Bell, the sports director of AM 800, and Bell Media for joining us to talk about the Rio Olympics. For information about the Pelion and Winery Half Marathon, which is sold out, Hockey Town 5K, which is sold out, or the Zombie Chase, just go to any one of our Running Flat pages on Facebook or runningflat.com, or follow us on Twitter at Running Flat. Thanks to all of you who are downloading the show in record numbers. We're working, and we'll be back in 7 days with Paul Gross, the past president of the American Meteorological Society, to talk about storms and microbursts and running. So until then, I'm Chris Uzinski. Keep running.
And that's the end of it.
End of episode.
Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
Running Flat Radio is a paid program.
Local news is next on AM 800 CKLW, the information station.